Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Lee, without censorship, they're having a really hard time hiding who they are.
Yep.
And it keeps biting them on the butt. It's like every day. This is the top trending thing on X right now. Democrat representative who is originally from Guatemala goes down to Mexico and declares she's a Guatemalan before she's an American. Really?
Okay.
Representative, she's speaking Spanish here, but I'll translate. Representative Delia Ramirez, I'm a proud Guatemalan before I am an American. She goes to Mexico to declare this. And given the crowd she's obviously in, that is very well approved of, and they clap. So she's very proud. I am a Guatemalan before I'm American. Well, but you're a member of Congress.
Yeah, that's...
Well, and you feel that way. That's fine. Whatever. Go back to Guatemala.
Yeah, exactly.
Represent them.
I have no problem with people being proud of their ancestry. That's fine. But when you place the interest of your, you know, native country ahead of your current country, then you should go there as just a resident, let alone not be a representative and have pledged your support of the United States Constitution.
But this is part of a larger pattern. To me,
Now
this is Senator Chris Murphy admitting on MSNBC. Remember, this is a famous clip. I can't play it enough.
Yeah.
Admitting last year on MSNBC, illegal immigrants are the most important people to the Democrat Party. And he was answering for criticism that they're not doing enough to help illegal immigrants. Here's that clip.
So you are right that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when
the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans who are in this country. So this is the message from the Democrats, Lee, that we care more about people who are not Americans. And we also see Americans. It's basically the same as somebody who just got here. There's no difference between you. And that is the basis of sanctuary city policies. That is the basis of their policy. If you turn on their media, it's nonstop. They refer to undocumented illegal immigrants, including the most violent and vile criminal gangsters, pedophiles, rapists, as Americans. And they tell their sheeple that Americans are being deported when what they mean is illegal immigrants. But the language they use says there's no difference between somebody whose family's been here like yours since basically the founding and some guy named Jose who got here last week, maybe a good guy, doesn't matter, maybe a gangster. There's no difference to the Democrats. And that's why she's comfortable enough to go down to Mexico and say, I'm a Guatemalan before I'm an American. In Democrat circles, that's not a problem. That's very normal. Senator Padilla was on TV explaining. Let me play you some of the language because this went viral yesterday too.
My focus has been on the people who have been here. Millions of long-term residents of the United States who happen to be undocumented that have been the target of this administration's increasingly aggressive and cruel arrest, detention, and deportation policies.
They're not residents who happen to be undocumented. They make it sound like, well, they're Americans, but they lost their papers. No, they're not. And Democrats are determined to erase the distinction.
Yes.
And it's maddening. But this is where they're going. Just create maximum level confusion.
Well, that's what happens when common sense is no longer common.
Yeah, and it's also that, look, if they're Americans and they're no different than us, even when they just got here, then that means they can vote. That's where this is going. It's what this is about.
Well, and this goes back to that whole Texas redistricting thing.
Yep.
And I find it interesting that no one in the national media, and Fox should be doing this and they're not, tying the fact that census takers admitted that there was fraud, there were people counted that should not have been counted in many states. And what did you report the other day? Was it like 240 instances of that?
Yes, 240 separate census takers, so individual people, committed fraud. It was 242 or 240. It was 242 or 243. They had committed fraud, and they announced that in the press release, the census.gov, the Census Department.
This is not a right-wing conspiracy theory. This was an admission from a federal agency that they got it wrong.
Yes.
The very number that determines the congressional seats in the country and where they are. They got the numbers wrong. And what Texas is doing is a reaction to that.
And basically the word that the Census Bureau used was fraud. They said fraud. I mean, it wasn't even just got it wrong. I mean, they said they used the word fraud.
In other words, it was intentional.
Yes. And they said that they had fired them because of that fraud. So they won't be doing the census anymore. But the big lie was where they didn't tell the public about it. Allowed the redrawing of districts without saying, hey, there's been massive fraud here.
Using incorrect information.
Yep, using incorrect information. And then waited till the summer until all the primaries had been held in these fraudulent districts, five of which should be in Republican hands, not Democrats. That's a 10-seat swing. Yeah. And then went, oh, my bad. Yeah, hey, we had like 200 people committed fraud.
But
when
it's
they were
too
doing
late. It. We can't do anything about it now.
So. They could have mentioned it before, but they did not because that would have caused everything to be thrown into chaos. And what Democrats do is once voters have already voted, they'll say, well, we can't disenfranchise the voters. They voted in good faith. And sure enough, nothing happened. There wasn't even a condemnation of this from the Republican leadership or acknowledgement that it had ever happened. That was the incredible thing. We just did nothing. So when I see what's going on in Texas, I got to tell you again, I am so encouraged. I have not seen us fight like this, period. That was considered, in the end. And a big part of that is because the Bush family ran the Republican Party, since the death of Reagan. They really absolutely have controlled the grassroots. This kind of thing that is going on in Texas right now would be considered gauche and embarrassing.
I'm looking for more gauche.
Yeah, just we would never do it. We will let them run us over. We're not going to be like them. We're going to rise above. Yes, as they tread us underneath.
Yeah.
We're going to not say anything when we get defrauded out of our districts. We're just going to keep rolling on till we can't even get elected anymore to Congress or hold majorities, even when we win in a landslide, because it's so fixed. And that's what's got to go. And the good news is this is a fight. Fights are ugly. They're brutal. The other side says mean things. The media calls you a Nazi and a dictator. But you know what? It means you're in the fight. If they are screaming at you like that, you're in the fight. Yeah. They have always fought this way, and it's why they win against overwhelming odds. We have never fought this way until this month. Between this, the fact that Trump's now outwardly saying, hey, we're going to redo the census. We're going to try to do it ahead of the midterms. Good. That's fighting.
Yep.
They're going to freak over that, especially if their illegals aren't counted. You know, all these Guatemalans who say they're Guatemalan first, like Representative Delia Ramirez. By the way, her saying that, I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American, and she's a Democrat congressional rep, that should be condemned by party leadership.
Well, I would go a step further. I would say that the Speaker of the House ought to see about having her removed from office then. Because you're violating your oath of office. If you are placing the interest of another nation ahead of this nation and our Constitution, to which you have pledged your support and defense of, then you have negated your oath of office. You're done. You're out of here. See ya. Adios.
Some people online were saying we need to begin, you know, doing loyalty tests and background checks on these people. They are hostile to America. They're not American citizens first. They're just, you know, and what they were saying was a really great post by one guy, and he was saying, look, I don't care if you disagree with me on every issue, but you need to be loyal to America first.
Yeah,
if you have
absolutely.
You should be expelled from Congress for this.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I
can understand having political disagreements on policy. That's fine. I don't agree with, you know, where Democrats want to go. But when you make a statement like that, you should be gone. You should be out. I mean, it's just like these Texas representatives who were fleeing. This is the state that had, remember the Alamo, people who are willing to die for their state. These people are running from their state. And if you're going to run from your obligation as an elected official, then you should be removed from office.
But again, you know what we're seeing in Democrat primaries? Democrat voters are preferring non-citizens, non-Americans, immigrants, people who are comfortable saying, I'm a Guatemalan before I'm an American. We're supposed to respect that and revere it and think we can learn something from them.
And it's because socialist Marxists do not want this country to exist as it is set up now. They want to burn it down and change it. That's what they're talking about. That's where the leadership of the Democrat Party is going now. That's where you get the Mondabis in New York and Ilhan Omars and this woman here, who is more proud of her Guatemalan heritage than she is of her American residency.
She would not say that if she didn't think it helped her with Democrat voters.
Exactly.
She thinks it does. Look at the timing. Ma'am Donnie, same thing. The guy in Minnesota who's also a communist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His parents came as immigrants. He was born here. But it's the same thing. You've got to have a non-American origin story now to vault yourself over the other American candidates. What does it mean? You got to be a victim, basically. You need victim status. If you're American, then you're, you know, right off the bat, that's a strike against you. That's not going to work out for this country long term. We have to create shame around that again. That means acting. It means, and you're right, Mike Johnson needs to act. She needs to go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, what the heck? What the heck? Might as well just embrace the communism and roll with it. Elizabeth Warren, Senator, embracing Zohran Mamdani, endorsing him for New York mayor. But it's what she said, y'all. Finally admitting, he totally represents Democrat values. Really? So just to be clear then, this is the official Democrat message. She says Mamdani, his plan for New York, which is, you know, very typical communism, is the Democrat message. This is the guy who's going to seize private property so he can turn it over to the masses, to Democrat voters like homeless people. That's exactly what they did in the former USSR. People have no idea how bad it was. You want to know, you'd read the book We the Living by Ayn Rand. I was shocked by that book. She actually lived through the Russian Revolution. And in the Russian Revolution, the things that he, Mamdani, is proposing actually happened. Her father was a pharmacist. They, you know, had their own pharmacy, was on the bottom floor, had a pretty nice home on the top floor. They were upper middle class. And the communist came, took the pharmacy, because that's what they do, took their home. And what does it mean, took their home? Well, they got to stay there, but only in one bedroom. The whole family had to live in a bedroom. They moved a bunch of other people into the house because there was no more private property. And so they had creepy men, weird individuals living in their home, which then all property became the property of the Communist Party. This is what he is proposing for housing. Not all of the property in New York, but condemning high-end real estate, taking it, and building smaller units. That's classic. Whether he either actually manages to do this or not, he's not gonna. He'll bankrupt the place if he tries. It's classic communism. Here's Elizabeth Warren.
When someone stands up and says, I will lead this city by making it more affordable, and here are my plans. Real plans, plans to deliver on childcare, plans to deliver on housing, plans to deliver. We're going to experiment. We're going to try things on groceries. That is the Democratic message. When someone stands up and...
That is the Democrat message. Really? She sure? Because here's Zohran Mamdani.
So when people say Democratic Socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
No, I don't support capitalism. All right, good. So just to be clear, this is the official message of the Democrat Party. Defund the police, release all criminals from prison. He's advocated for that more than once, by the way, for over a year and a half as a legislator. Disarm law-abiding citizens, yep. Seize your property, uh-huh. Free child mutilation, going to be a $60 million fund if you want to lop off your child's penis. And ban ICE. And of course, no capitalism.
So when people say Democratic Socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
This is a guy who said prosecuting people was violence. Now, by that, you would say, well, you understand what he's talking about. When he says prosecuting people is violence, he doesn't mean Donald Trump. They don't mean their enemies. They don't mean kangaroo courts like we just saw in New York. No. What they mean is prosecuting their voters. You can't prosecute the voters. That's what he means. It's a two-tier justice system that he's talking about here. So what does that mean? Well, you won't be allowed to have a gun. No, you don't get to have a gun. But Democrat voters who are members of MS-13, they probably need a gun to defend their territory from the police. Yeah, we're just not going to take their guns. We're not going to prosecute them. That's what they're talking about. Here's Ma'am Donnie explaining this concept.
Oftentimes, we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction. And we have to be very clear that what is happening here with these district attorneys, that is violence. That is violence at the highest degree.
Yeah. So it's violence when you prosecute someone for their crimes, including burglary. While actual burglary is not violence. By the way, burglary in most states is considered a violent crime, including this one. That's breaking into an occupied dwelling. That's him. Just to be clear.
When someone stands up and says, I will lead this city by making it more affordable. And here are my plans, real plans, plans to deliver on childcare, plans to deliver on housing, plans to deliver. We're going to experiment. We're going to try things on groceries. That is the Democratic message. When someone stands up and...
Yep. Time, it's different. Grand jury to be convened, and this is critical, in Florida. A place that's still American. A place that's still constitutionally identifiably American. This wouldn't be possible in lost territories like DC, like the DC court system, where they don't practice a constitutionally identifiable form of law. It's mostly show trials when it comes to folks like Trump. But in Florida, you can still get a fair trial with a normal jury. Here's Greg Jarrett on what happened yesterday. Folks, and it's moving fast. And it's really been amazing what's happened. And we're going to find out who this was eventually one day. I bet we will. Somebody inside the FBI who is still culturally American. Some person in there helped Kash Patel gain control of a critical part of the building. Because we are still in hand-to-hand combat here for control of the DOJ and the FBI. I mean, for Kash Patel to find out, hey, you know, behind three locked doors, there's a secret room where we keep the burn bags that only the Democrat FBI leadership knew about. Might want to check that out. It's remarkable. And it was everything we needed to get the ball rolling with the grand jury. What is that? What does that mean? That's gradually taking control of space inside the FBI, square foot by square foot. And here's where we are this morning.
To go to a grand jury, Sean, you know, a federal prosecutor has to have enough evidence to establish probable cause the crimes were committed. So it does look like the attorney general believes she's already got it and has handed it off to a U.S. attorney. And I would say that Comey, Clapper, and Brennan are immediate targets for a myriad of false statements during their testimony, some of which I identified 6 years ago in the book Witch Hunt. But I think they're also developing a broader criminal conspiracy to target Trump based on defrauding the government, deprivation of rights, and obstruction of justice arising from an ongoing cover-up, which would extend the statute of limitations to the last overt acts of concealment. And that's still happening. You know, dozens, I think, could be charged as co-conspirators, people in the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton's campaign, intel agencies, lawyers, bad actors in the FBI. There were so many people, Sean, who peddled the Russia collusion hoax, who knew it was a lie, but they abused the levers of power to frame Trump and alter intelligence and suppress evidence. And conspiracy charges could extend to illegal acts against Trump after he left office. So wrongful prosecutions, the Mar-a-Lago raid.
Yep. Now the question is going to become, Congress couldn't get this classified intel out of the CIA or the FBI. Remember this? Devin Nunes on the Intel committee, that we asked for it, and
we would have had that email, which we were supposedly given all the emails. When we did this long investigation in 2017 and 18, this would have been very relevant. And in fact, that one email, Laura, probably sums it up better than anyone else can do it. We all knew this had happened. We all knew why they were doing it. But why weren't we given the email? That is against the law. They broke the law right there, right?
Will they break the law again in the face of subpoenas from a federal court? I think it's going to be tougher for them to do it. When I say them, who's them? Well, you've got John Ratcliffe, former federal prosecutor, Trump appointee, to head of the CIA. I don't think he's going to break the law. But he's got to, I'm talking hand-to-hand combat, be able to find this stuff inside the CIA to know where to get it. And Democrats still control a lot of CIA. It's a very evil agency. A lot of holdovers, a lot of saboteurs. Same with the FBI. Yes, of course, Kash Patel turned it over. But can we get it? Can we get it? So what does it tell you that they're doing this in Florida? What is the predicate for that? Because you got to get it out of D.C. Can't do it. I mean, it's not recognizable system of justice. It'll be rigged because they can control illegally, by the way, because you're supposed to have a fair lottery. They can control. They'll get you the worst Democrat judge there is. You got to move it down to Florida just to get it into an American part of America. I'm serious. D.C., you know, as far as the court system, is not American territory. It's not recognizably American. Cannot get justice there. It's impossible. Democrats have so corrupted the system. But what does it mean they're taking it down to Florida? What is the predicate, Mar-a-Lago? What's that mean? They are going to try them for the conspiracy going all the way up to the raid on Mar-a-Lago. That's unbelievable. It gives you an idea what they've got. They haven't released it all. So here's a couple of things to remember. So every time I talk about, I get negative texts from you guys. Don't be negative. Not yet. If we fail to convict these people, then, you know, be negative then. Here's some things to remember. Look, any good prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. We know that. Indictment rates are in the 90s. So we're going to get indictments here of the key conspirators, okay? Understand this, because we understood it fundamentally with Trump when they put him through the kangaroo courts. The process is the punishment. It is the humiliation. It will bankrupt these people. Comey knows this. Brennan knows this. Comey was so desperate, folks, he was calling for somebody to kill Trump. 8647. That's how desperate Comey actually is. That's how I took that, is desperation right there from the former FBI director. And folks, here's the thing I'm most excited about. Discovery is going to be brutal for the left. Because now it's not just Congress subpoenaing you and then suing you for the information. This is a federal judge who's like, you got to turn it over. You're not turning it over, you go to prison. You can cool your heels in prison. You won't turn it over. She can just, or he can just, bam, order it. This is why James Comey tweeted 8647. He was hoping somebody would try to kill Trump again. It's about time. And, you know, on the schedule that those things go by now. About every 6 months. That's desperation. And folks, the wheels of justice grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly well. You get this thing into a court. Now, Barack Obama loved to quote MLK with this, quote, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. This is the beginning of that. And here's the problem, folks. Mainstream media is at its weakest point in my lifetime. They cannot hide, confuse, skew this. They are at their least able to protect the Democrats, and they know it. Folks, here's the best part, okay, about this grand jury being impaneled. Democrat lying media is at the weakest it's ever been. It's suffering the double punch of truth being possible to post on X, X being the number one news app in the world. You can't hide anymore, as well as a decline in the influence of the mainstream media. And the lies just aren't going to work anymore. Take a listen to MSNBC's strategy yesterday. They give none of the details of what, has been found, what has been discovered inside the FBI, all of the evidence. And we've got new evidence, by the way, overnight that's insane. I laid it out in the first hour. I'm going to do it again next hour. And they just lie. They say, well, there's nothing there. We don't need to talk about the case. It's just a cover up for Epstein. Yeah. Epstein. I want you to just listen for this in here. This is the MSNBC reporter. I can't show you this. She looks visibly uncomfortable. She knows she's lying. Listen to her stammer halfway through. She knows she's lying. She's probably just reading the script.
A couple of weeks ago, Hallie, when really the headlines were dominated by the Jeffrey Epstein controversy, and then the president was sort of trying to change the topic very obviously and in many different venues, was trying to bring up these unsubstantiated claims. Then you had the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, come to the White House briefing room, come to the podium and try to share some of this alleged new evidence. Well, now you have the attorney general saying that they're going to try to take that information, which, remember, they had announced a strike force to look into what they call this new evidence. The thing that matters here is that this is basically a grand jury investigation that's being launched, but it really does bear repeating. This is looking into something for which there is no evidence to back it up. And it's really, it seems, a politically motivated move to keep the focus on one of the president's clear political foes and talk about basically anything else.
So this is just a cover up for Epstein. There's no there. So don't pay attention. But they're losing. 65% of voters just told Rasmussen they're following this closely. And majorities in every category want charges. I'll get into that coming up.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.